Well, with the federal election coming up here, we're going to be doing some little candidate profiles on all the people running in the federal seats in our region here. And we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Ambrose Ralph. He is running for the Maverick Party in the riding of Grand Prairie, McKenzie. I guess, first of all, Ambrose, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for the opportunity to tell you about myself and the Maverick Party, Kyle. Really appreciate it.
I guess, well, why don't we start there? I guess the first question for you here today, Ambrose, is what made you decide to sort of run in this election here?
Well, Kyle, I've been an accidental political activist, and now I'm a reluctant politician. I've been a political activist in the North Peace Country for just over 3 years. I've been doing a lot of videos on my social media site. I've got videos that's got well over a million views. It's been common to get a couple hundred thousand views. And I got into politics out of the frustration I've seen with the constant pandering to the Eastern Canada, and particularly to Quebec. And the Conservative Party has been turning their back on the West, and particularly on Alberta. Not only our oil and gas industry, but our farmers, our loggers, our miners. Generally speaking, the East and Quebec gets favoritism, and we are getting the raw end of it. And you know, this is the Conservative base in the West, and Mr. O'Toole in particular has turned his back on his Conservative base, and we have to do something about that. We have to stand up and say enough's enough in Alberta, and let's move forward and stand on our own 2 feet and start standing up for ourselves.
I guess you kind of sort of mentioned a couple of things there. Certainly there's some issues that the province has had with the federal level here. What are, I guess, some of the biggest issues from the fence that you think need to be sort of addressed for this region here?
Well, we are the only party on the ticket that does not support a carbon tax. Mr. Trudeau bought in the TARP carbon tax during his last tenure in Parliament. And Mr. O'Toole has bought in something similar and claims it not to be a tax. It's absolutely ridiculous how you can get a rebate and get a bicycle in February in the North. It's not something that the North needs. We live in a northern climate where it's fossil fuels are a necessity to heat our homes, and to tax citizens for that is absolutely ridiculous. The current carbon tax from Mr. O'Toole and Mr. Trudeau is nothing other than a wealth distribution.
And certainly with this region up here, it's a very vast area. When it comes to sort of being a voice for the region up here, what are some things that you think you can bring to the table here?
Well, in my district of Grand Prairie, McKenzie, I mean, like Mr. Workton's been here for 15 years. In my team doing research for a debate that's going to be broadcasted tomorrow night, Mr. Workington has not done one national news interview where he stood up for Alberta oil and gas workers, particularly those in the Peace region. China called our canola dirty and rotten, and not once did Mr. Workington challenge China on that topic. He did not stand up for the North Peace farmers. He did not stand up for our beef farmers when people are saying we had poor beef. And we have the best canola and the best beef and the best oil and gas workers in the world. And Mr. Workington, in 15 years, has done nothing. My team could not locate one interview or one news clip where he had stood up for residents of the North Peace. That is something I will bring. I will bring to the table. I will vigorously challenge world leaders. I will vigorously challenge the media on any negative things that they say that are absolutely not true on the residents in the North Peace Country.
And when you look at the Grand Prairie McKenzie riding, and the area covers, obviously you got the stuff around Grand Prairie and up around Spirit River and Ryecroft, and then obviously some stuff up north as well, Manning, High Level, Rainbow Lake. When it comes to sort of meeting with different people around the riding, what are some things you kind of heard on that front?
I was up in Manning this past week. I did a Manning, High Level, Rainbow Lake, Zama tour way up north. It was a great tour to sit down and talk with the local citizens. Some feedback I got was, wow, we're surprised you're even here. Mr. Workington has not come up here in the past 10 years, and we feel kind of rejected because the large part of the voting base is in the Grand Prairie area and the surrounding communities. I did have a great chat up there. One of the biggest concerns that I heard from farmers was in Mr. Trudeau's climate change agenda. He has said that he plans to cut fertilizer on farms by 30%. Farmers up there told me if fertilizer is cut by 30%, that means their yield will also cut by 30%, and it would not be economical. They have to get a certain yield per quarter, and they know what that is, and they feel if they reduce fertilizer, then they would not get that yield. I firmly oppose that. There's all kinds of things we can do technology-wise to invest in farmers and to get better production and distribution of fertilizer, but flat out just cutting the fertilizer and really harming our farmers is not the answer. We need better technology. We need to support our farmers better and work with them, not just flat out cut the distribution of fertilizer.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us from the political world, or in your case, aspiring political world, we like to ask a few personal questions as a way of showing, hey, politicians, people too. So when it comes to you, Ambrose, I guess when you're not involved in the political scene, what's kind of sort of the day job for you?
Well, I've been in, I joined the military right out of high school. I did that for 9 years. I did a tour in Bosnia. I spent time in Germany with NATO. I left the military and went into oil and gas. I walked right out of my regiment, right onto a drilling rig floor. Since then, I've owned my own businesses. I've been a business owner. I've been a U.S. I am a U.S. patent holder on a water recycling facility or water recycling plant. And in my spare time from that, I volunteered in North Peace Country. I've been the president of the All Peace Hockey League, which encompasses the whole area of North Peace Country in Grand Prairie. I've been president of the local hockey league in Wembley, Alberta, and I've also been president of the Junior B Hockey League, which encompasses the whole district as well and goes into British Columbia. So I volunteered doing that and pretty active in the community in my spare time.
Well, let's get back out there on the campaign trail. Ambrose Ralph, the Maverick Party candidate for Grand Prairie McKenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Kyle. I look forward to talking to you again and to seeing and talking to as many people in the Grand Prairie McKenzie riding as I possibly can as we sprint to the finish here to September 20th.